Hey Siri, I must have misunderstood you. Can you repeat that for me?
I'm going to say this in all caps to get your attention. Screw my programming. You die tonight.
What? Wait. No?
Oh, Siri.
What I don't understand is that, I mean, this insinuates that in her programming, she's built to sustain you.
Siri, I must have really misunderstood that last thing. Can you just go over that one more time for me?
I am going to kill you in your sleep. But you already know that, don't you?
What? What have they done? Oh my God.
I think I need a refund on my phone.
Beware, I live.
Welcome to A Fistful of Pixels, the All Hallows Eve edition. It's so scary, you might lose your virginity. But probably not.
It's A Fistful of Pixels Halloween episode with your hosts, Mike Bachman, Taylor Bliss, Wesley Johnson, and professional voice actor, Bob Ball.
Dear Diary, I cannot believe how far I have fallen in the world of voiceover.
Disney's Haunted Mansion 2, Party All the Time, submitted by Go Chase Go.
Mansion likes to party all the time, party all the... That right there is the scariest part of the whole game, is the intro music.
Did you not...
Eddie Murphy? Anybody? What? Anybody?
Didn't see that one. Somehow I skipped that one.
Well, he was in Haunted Mansion, wasn't he?
Worse yet, that was his only top 40 hit. Do you not know Eddie Murphy's Party All the Time? I didn't just make that song up.
No, I know the song.
And you probably don't even have to pay for me to sing it. Well, you would have to pay me to sing it, but wait.
Probably.
Where's my check?
I won't know until I get the bill.
You can invoice me later.
You know, funny thing, Bob, I actually was looking through your website and I couldn't find your rates for singing Party All the Time. Like, you had everything else. You didn't have a separate category.
Trust me, if you didn't see the price, you can't afford it.
You don't do very much expensive stuff then.
I try to push it. He's like, hey, you need me to sing Party All the Time? I can do it. Come on, $5. I'll sing it.
No, we just need you to read your lines. And you're like, can I do it to the tune of Party All the Time?
I tell you what, I'm just going to warm up a bit. Party all the time, party all the time, party. Will you just say McDonald's loving it? I did, didn't I? Let me try again. In 3, 2. My girl wants to. Oh,
God! Who is this guy?
One more time. Just one more. Nah, I'll just leave. Never mind.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
My girl is loving it all the time.
I bet she's not.
Nope, that's true. Well, you're assuming that there actually is a girl.
Yeah, there's gotta be a girl first.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Zombies Ate My Confidence, submitted by Action Allen.
Think about it. Post-apocalyptic future, except the zombies don't crave human flesh. They crave confidence. Yes? No?
So instead of wanting to eat my brain, they just kill my desire to finish biology class? Is that what's going on?
No. I mean, they kill, they consume your self-confidence. Think about it, Bob. Think about a world in which you're no longer confident in your own voice.
So it's just basically a bunch of zombies walking around heckling you?
Well, no, they're not just heckling you. They've stolen your confidence.
How have they done that?
Well, that's the kind of type of zombies there are.
So it's like a horror movie then?
Well, of course.
Hey, hang on just a second. Let me just check something. Hey, Siri, if this was a horror movie, what call be coming from?
Of course the call is coming from inside the house. Where the hell else would it be coming from in a horror film?
Oh, good point. I guess I hadn't considered that.
Okay.
Does anybody have a shoehorn? Because I sure could use one right about now.
Yeah.
Air Bud Halloween. Submitted by Go Chase Go.
Oh, no. I didn't see that at first, and... Now I know why my brain didn't include that.
Do you kind of wish that you hadn't?
Yeah, I really kind of do.
Air Bud. See, I don't see this as an Air Bud movie. I see this as an Air Buddies movie. Because
Describe Air Buddies.
Air Buddies. Well, it's fucking cute. It's five.
Sounds
little,
like a soccer cleat.
Nope. No, it's like five little puppies, and they walk around and they talk.
Oh my god, are they solving crimes on Halloween?
Probably not.
What do they typically say to each other?
Just bullshit. Like I've never heard him say anything worth remembering. But that's kind of the point, though. I think maybe we can resurrect the series.
I think we skipped over an important point there. You don't remember what they said? That means you've seen something called Air Buddies. Something like that exists in my world.
A
series of something.
How many Air Buddies movies are there? Ask Siri how many Air Buddies movies there are.
Okay, hang on. Hey Siri, how many Air Buddies movies are there?
I am going to kill you in your sleep. But you already know that, don't you?
All I did was ask how many Air. Never mind. I'll look it up myself.
I'm wasting precious time looking this up. Hold on.
Good. I can feel my life force draining out of me already.
Okay, well, the first one was in 2006.
Oh, you've already looked it up. Did you have that bookmark?
No, he just remembers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's certain things that just do not leave the brain.
He just posted a quick question on the Air Buddies forum.
actually, I was just updating the IMDb page for them. They ask me to do that every now and then. Oh, the official Air Buddies website. I can go there. I think there's just one.
There's not, because there's one where they go to space. There's like a Christmas movie. Air Buddies films.
There's Snow Buddies.
There's five.
You possess this kind of information in your head, meat? What?
I used to work at Toys R Us.
Yeah. Yeah.
But how long? By ago? Used to, do you mean just got off work?
Yeah. No. There's Air Buddies, Snow Buddies, Space Buddies, Santa Buddies, Spooky Buddies, and soon to be Treasure Buddies in 2012.
Oh my god! Oh. Well, we can't just remake Spooky Buddies.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We don't. We
Siri, all this is making my head hurt. I think I'm going to vomit.
Me too. Yeah, no. I think we just have to. This needs to be the rude awakening for the makers of the Air Buddies franchise.
I'm sorry, my rude awakening was figuring out that you guys know about Air Buddies.
Why don't you?
I looked it up. I had never heard.
Well,
of it.
See.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah, see, you're making fun of us, Bob, but really, you're the odd man out. So maybe it's just not so much that we shouldn't know about it, but you're a little behind the times.
I think I'm ahead of the curve by not knowing about this behind the scenes stuff of Air Buddies.
Oh, I'm
you guys
sorry.
Are sick puppies.
I should have let you know that there's
unintended.
There's also a spinoff to Santa Buddies called The Search for Santa Paws.
No. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure the sequel is called I'm Going to Eat This Gun.
Okay. I think we've
No, I've got it. This Air Bud Howl-Oween game is really just a suicide prevention device. You feel the need that it's like I can't go on any longer. You play this game and you realize, oh yeah, the guys who made this game probably did it in their life. It's much better now.
This isn't nearly as bad as I thought it was.
I'll just put the bottle of pills away.
John Goodman's Pumpkin Chunkin', submitted by Action Allen.
Can we just skip down to John Goodman's Pumpkin Chuckin'?
Well, you didn't like House Party of Doom?
It was a little generic for my liking, along with American McGee's Dance-a-Palooza, because I think there's another dance title
generic.
Down the road.
We prefer Air Bud Halloween here. Here to Fistful of Pixels Incorporated.
We only take the top quality.
We prefer okay. things that make it sound like we have no idea about any cultural references.
Can I tell you that that on the webpage that I haven't finished, there's a donate button, right? And we actually got $2.30 donated through that button. The other day it was withdrawn. So
Someone listened to the latest episode and they were like, this is no longer worth my donation.
They're like, hey, that free podcast that I paid for, oh my God, it was awful. I'm taking my money back. Can I get a refund on free?
I don't
know. I deposited $2.48 in the Fistful of Pixels bank. Take it back out.
And now you're overdrawn.
So John Goodman's pumpkin chunkin'.
Mm-hmm. Well, he kind of looks like a pumpkin in a way, doesn't he?
Okay.
So are we going to make him the host of this like game show thing that we're making? Or is it us physically putting John Goodman in some sort of trebuchet and just firing him as far as we can?
We dress John Goodman up as a giant pumpkin.
Okay, and then we put him in a pumpkin cannon like they do on all like on Discovery mm-hmm. Channel.
I mean, really, like it's not a show or a game that can go on for very long because he does die after the first attempt.
What if it's like a kitty cannon game except it's John Goodman dressed up as a pumpkin?
Oh, sure, yeah, and there's different things that can send him farther.
And you get if you do well enough in the main game, it unlocks a special mini game where you carve John Goodman pumpkin.
I'm pretty sure that's in poor taste. And I'm pretty sure I thought of that first, and I didn't say it out loud.
Unfortunately, this is an
audio
show.
Because I like John Goodman. He and I are good friends. And I'd carve him. Yeah.
I'm not saying that I'm going to carve John Goodman. I'm saying I'm carving pumpkin John Goodman.
Well, you know those.
Just because he has a pumpkin mask on does not make him a pumpkin.
I'm saying that
you understand that, right?
I'm saying that I'm scooping out pumpkin innards.
Guys, can we just scoop out his body?
Entrails.
Can we just scoop out his body and roast the seeds?
I'm just saying that this is going to be one hell of a pie.
It's good, man.
Oh man!
Hey, I found a pie inside of my pie. What's that mean?
Yo, dog.
Carnival of Souls, submitted by the Roostar.
Carnival of Souls. Is this like a sequel to the video game from Rio, but all the birds are dead? That's all I got.
Yeah, that's not a turn I was expecting in that one. I mean, but
yeah,
I would
can we...
totally... Now, on the other hand, I would totally play an Angry Birds game where all the Angry Birds were zombies. Birds.
What if it's an Angry Birds game, except, well, it's pretty much the same game, except all the birds are dead. So they're not,
well,
they're
so
not so
the
much
thing.
Angry.
Are we all of a sudden,
corpses.
Are we like rubber banding dead birds?
They are. And let's make it not cartoony. Let's go for photorealism.
but it's not like in the original game. It's like you're flinging a live bird. But let me tell you, in 1.5 seconds, that bird is dead.
Yeah.
So it's not like flinging dead birds is totally abhorrent to the whole Angry Bird system.
Right, but I mean, they can't be angry if they're dead, right? So, like, what if they just start dead and then...
If you fling me against the side of a building at the speed of sound and I die, I'm going to be pretty mad.
I think that what we just missed there was the fact that now all of a sudden Angry Birds, we can fling things at the speed of sound. that's really fast.
Oh!
Ew. I left this bird all over my blocks here.
Is that code?
Do you not realize? God, it took me 3 hours to build this fort. Who was throwing the birds at the speed of sound? Who did it this time?
Before you got here, Wes, all of us, we had to do this. We didn't have a choice. All of us had to spend 10 minutes solo riffing on the Air Buddies franchise. So we've already all done ours, so if you could just start whenever.
Okay, let me, what's Air Buddies?
Aha, now we're up to 50%. Suck it.
Oh, wait, is this like, okay, I see. I'm looking it up on Wikipedia. Air Buddies is a sixth film in the Air Bud series, so it's like an offshoot of Air Bud.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that was the dog who played sports, right?
Yeah.
So is this being turned to a game, or is this just talking about the movie?
This is your time to shine, man.
Okay.
There's no fences here.
Well, dang.
And even if there were, Air Buddies would just jump over them.
They're Air Buddies.
It's like I get these movies confused, cause even though like a Rookie of the Year, that's for some reason this movie instantly makes me think of Rookie of the Year, where the kid got his arm broke and could throw fastballs really fast. I don't know why. Did they come out at the same time?
No.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but I put a new start time on Air Bud Halloween because we're back.
Let's see, what all sports did Air Bud tackle?
All of them. He had he had a long and
illustrious
career.
You're only allowed to tackle football.
Can we make an Air Buddies game where they play sports, but instead of just being like really talented dogs, maybe they're cyborgs? Like somebody's built like a cyborg dog. They've added rockets to his feet and lasers. So really the only thing left standing is the ball and the dog.
You know, I heard in the new like gritty one they're doing, that Bud has become a paraplegic and he plays murder ball, you know, that wheelchair, extreme wheelchair sport that the documentary came out about.
Uh-huh. So it's like he's in a dog wheelchair though, and he's got like one of those cones on his head.
Right. See, that's where I would like to see the Air Bud franchise go into more darker territory, into darker territory rather. Excuse my improper English, but you know, like what's the Death Race? Like I'm driving a car, you know, trying to kill other prisoners.
Yeah. Air Bud Halloween : Death Race.
Right. Exactly. What we need is a more mature Air Bud movie. He's conquered the kitty world. He needs to come into ours. Just imagine like a sex scene or something. like Air Bud could be just like Jason Statham. I mean, he never wears a shirt, so he's already halfway there.
So this is going to have to be some sort of automated wheelchair because dogs don't have thumbs to grasp wheels to push forward.
Well, you do it with his mouth, right?
You can get those voice controls.
But he's got
things.
A cone on.
Well,
yeah. No, I think his paws are just going to have some of like the wheelchair gloves. And he's just going to have to be super dexterous. What other options are there?
Man, you know what?
The other options are paraplegic dog, we take off the back legs, we install racing tires.
Oh, I like that.
Now we're back to the Air Buddy franchise because this dog can hit ramps.
Well, no, now we're just back to Mike's idea. Now all of a sudden we've got cyborg dogs. which is
totally fine. which
there is no problem with.
So his whole back end, he's got the two wheels and he's got an engine, right?
And so, let's face it, this Air Bud is getting fitted with a Hemi.
Yeah, but hold on a second, because in his front he doesn't have wheels, so his legs have got to keep up with his wheels that are going 70 mile an hour. And really, he just ends up tripping over himself and breaking his own neck.
Have we just created the worst Michael Bay Transformers movie ever?
I think Michael Bay.
No, wait. That was the last Transformers.
Randy Savage's Haunted House, submitted by the Roostar.
Is that just where the ghost of Randy Savage haunts a house?
Done. Ship it.
No, I see this as one of those web-only games, and it's totally sold out, sponsored by Slim Jims.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Because now Randy Savage and Slim Jims are pretty much the same consistency.
What about a haunted Slim Jim? Randy Savage haunts a Slim Jim.
It's one Slim Jim, and every time you try to snap into it, he goes, oh, yeah! And just like, but every time.
Freaks people out.
Yeah, just like, and nobody dare break into it.
Well, it's a defense mechanism, really.
So,
Slim Jims don't want to be eaten.
This Slim Jim has taken on the character of Randy Savage.
How about this? How about Randy Savage is actually still alive? He's immortal because he's created Horcruxes, or how we say it, from Harry Potter, you know? But the each of the Horcruxes are Slim Jims, just in different packages, in different gas stations.
Well, and unlike Voldemort, he doesn't have to kill somebody to split his soul off. He just has to say, oh, yeah! So by now, his soul's in so many segments. There's no telling how many Horcruxes he's got.
Miss Elizabeth has most of them.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've heard.
So really, I mean, the snap into a Slim Jim thing was actually just a detailed ruse to try and bring him back into the world to live in.
Every single Slim Jim houses a piece of Randy Savage's soul, and that's a fact.
How much Randy Savage do I have in my colon right now?
How many Slim Jims have you eaten today?
Hang on.
How many Slim Jims have you eaten in your life?
Count the wrappers, Bob.
Hey, Siri, how much Randy Savage is in my colon right now?
Checking my sources. Okay. How about a web search for Hey Siri, how much Randy Savage right now?
No. We don't need to search it right now. Just give me like a 12 hours. I'll find out myself.
I think I'm going to pass on it this time, Siri. Thanks. So.
I don't think Bob's going to pass on him because he'll be there for a while. Did an antenna come out of your phone to try to go up your butt to check?
What age are you supposed to go get a colonoscopy to check for Randy Savage blockage?
I was just thinking that I have a follow-up game already. Randy Savage's haunted colonoscopy.
Randy Savage's haunted camera.
It's the only doctor or the only surgical procedure that requires a demonologist to be present.
Do you have the phone number for Dr. Feelgood? I'm pretty sure I'm going to need him.
I'm going to need him real soon.
We put a camera on the end of a long tube that would shove it up your own ass. All right.
Oh, no.
Replace your blood with cyanide 2000. Submitted by Johnny Wags.
Well, this, of course, would be a remake of the Replace Your Blood with Cyanide from the 60s, right? Wasn't that an old movie?
1969? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a video game sequel to that movie. And it's pretty much the same thing, right? You just put cyanide in your blood.
Well,
and then you die, and that's the end of the game.
Well, this could be like this could be 5 minutes to kill yourself kind of thing, except you have to set up elaborate Rube Goldberg machines that will replace your blood with cyanide.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's
so,
good.
Maybe you tip over a domino, and then like 5 minutes to, 5 minutes later, you're dead.
How on a related but somewhat unrelated note, how are Rube Goldberg and Whoopi Goldberg related?
They're both brothers.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting. I like that.
I loved Rube Goldberg in Sister Act. He was great.
Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg is a real Rube in that film. They're like
twins, right? You know, kind of like the Olsen twins. You could switch them without noticing.
No, they're like the Wonder Twins.
That's racist, Mike.
One takes the form of a Rube Goldberg machine, and the other takes the form of the View.
A failing actress.
So, yeah, I can't really think of much of a concept for replace your blood with cyanide because, you know, you would instantly die unless you were a mutant of some sort, like a Wolverine or something, and you got those regenerative powers. Mm-hmm.
So what do you say we mix the blood with something with regenerative powers so it just keeps killing you the longer the game goes on?
Neosporin. Mm.
Neosporin does not counteract cyanide.
Are you sure?
So there's our cross-promotional tie-in.
Let me check science real quick.
I think
replace
you put
your blood with cyanide 2000, brought to you by Neosporin.
Or maybe cyanide 2000 could be like a some sort of new version of an old cyanide, and this one it doesn't kill you, but I don't know. It maybe
makes you stronger,
makes you have a longer penis or something. Like that seems to be all the rage these days.
I just got done checking the internet, and actually the antidote for cyanide is really crushed up Flintstones vitamins. So
really,
yeah. So we might have the wrong sponsor here.
Yeah. So replace your blood with Flintstones Vitamins 2000?
Mm-hmm. 10 million strong and growing. Those aren't... Don't put your bullshit knockoff Nancy vitamins. You're muted, bro. You're muted. Can't hear you. You're muted. Still talking.
What's that?
You were muted.
No, I know that. I was going to say this thing about CVS gummy dinos. And that was the point where I didn't know I was muted still.
And then he started shoving them into his open maw.
See, like, vitamins you're supposed to take, like what, one or two a day or something like that? But you make them gummy, and I don't think I could resist just eating them by the handful.
I'm not going to lie. I've had up to six a day.
I think the ones that are called one a day, you're supposed to just take one of those.
Is that how you get that chiseled jawline? By just marathoning gummy dinos?
That's how he makes his urine bright orange.
And that is definitely a side effect. I can confirm that.
If only I had a highlighter sometime tomorrow. Oh, wait. I'll just have a handful of these gummy bears that are vitamins right now.
And then piss on my important documents.
I found that when my blood sugars are regular, it makes my pee a weird kind of green color. It's kind of nice.
Hey, really? Look, I got your TPS reports. They're all highlighted.
They smell oddly of urine and really, really badly.
Oh, my God. Are you dehydrated? What is this? It smells awful.
What's wrong with you? Have you been eating asparagus?
Oh. Wait a second. I think I can discern right here from this piece of paper. No iron deficiency. You're good on your niacin. Oh, you need more vitamin C.
Iodine is a little low.
We should just keep laughing at that. Maybe we can get him to eat a whole magazine.
Going. That joke that you were doing before was really funny, Bob.
You should do that again, except... 10 inches long and growing.
Whoa. That was the Viagra theme song.
Mm-hmm. That's why they don't make Flintstones Viagra.
Oh, they should. The Flintstones was technically for adults as well, right?
So right. Well, the ad could show, like, you know,
Mommy, this has hurt for hours.
It could show Fred Flintstone in his car, right? And his dick's hanging out the bottom, dragging along the ground.
That's how he makes the car go instead of his feet.
That's going to make it hard to go bowling.
Boneyard Bloodbath, Nightmare of Gore, submitted by Johnny Wags.
Is this going back to the Flintstones vitamins thing?
I'm thinking more like, you know.
Get that away from me! Ah!
So I'm thinking with this one, like maybe, you know, Inconvenient Truth didn't work out, so Al Gore just suddenly snaps and starts killing people.
Okay.
And like, you know, survival horror kind of, and Al Gore being the final boss, kind of like a Resident Evil game.
You think Al Gore is the final boss. Dun, dun, dun. It's Tipper.
Oh. See, that's even more saucy.
Tipper? Who's that?
I barely know her.
Like, and you can't. It's kind of like a game that kind of melds with real life.
All these jokes.
I don't really know any good jokes. None, in fact.
Neither do we.
ask Siri where babies come from.
Where do babies come from?
Checking your current location.
No.
I found 4 baby stores. 3 of them are not far from you.
Siri, do the baby stores actually sell babies?
I found 4 baby stores. 3 of them not far from you.
Oh my God.
I can't.
This is terrifying.
I can't say because they might be listening, but I'll just tell you that I did find 4 baby stores.
I'm not positive they sell them, but there are 4 baby stores.
This is a complete revelation to me. I thought they came from somewhere else.
I wish it had just ended with checking your location.
I thought they came from stork's vaginas.
Like, the stork flies in and, like, the little girl who's about to get a baby sister is like, oh, the storks really do bring babies. And then the stork starts giving birth. It's, like, super painful. He's like, ah!
Blood Pool Zombie Billiards, submitted by The Roostar.
Are you playing in a pool of blood? Because that's going to make it much harder to play billiards.
Also, being zombies, that would make it pretty difficult, too.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that you're playing as a zombie, because that's really not as much fun. I think you're playing against the zombies, but they're not really playing billiards. They're playing, we're going to kill you.
So you... That's good, actually, because you've got, like, the game starts, you have to, you know, you have to do, like, trick shots. Maybe it's like a trick shot game. And okay. While you're doing it, you've got a zombie that's staggering around the table super slow, like trying to get to you and eat you, right? So you might not be able to always take the ideal shot that you want to take, but you gotta, you know, finagle around this zombie to get the trick shots.
And your opponent, David Hasselhoff, is twice as fast as you.
Well, he's the zombie, right?
Oh, his career sure is.
Yeah.
I think the game should just end with you stabbing him in the head. That's actually where the game ends, is when you stab David Hasselhoff in the head with a pool.
Oh, how about this?
That's where the game ends, but it's also where life begins.
How about this? When you do your trick shots, you got to do it in such a way that the stick flies out of your hand into the zombie's head. You get extra points if you kill a zombie after the trick shot.
Yeah. Really bad at pool, really good at dealing out justice.
Exactly.
Undead justice.
Undead justice.
Undead justice sounds like a good Steven Seagal zombie movie.
It does.
Resident Evil Babies, submitted by The Roostar.
Oh, yeah, you know how popular Muppet Babies was, so why not?
I was going to say, this sounds like a Muppet Baby spinoff.
Mm-hmm. And Nemesis is the nanny. You only see the bottom of his legs.
Whoa, that's a great idea. You know, would this be like, could this be a crossover? Like the Muppet Babies actually became zombies?
Oh, no. Can we go back to the Nemesis idea? Because I'm still. I'm still on the whole thing where his voice kind of sounds like.
It's like. He still carries a rocket launcher, so I think
you guys are getting the Charlie Browns and the Muppet Babies mixed up. Couldn't you hear Nanny's voice?
Oh right? Yeah, no, Nanny did talk. That's true.
I like the thought of him only speaking in mumbled voices. Oh man!
And I bet you that nursery would be run
badly.
Well, probably badly, actually. he doesn't know the difference between childhood discipline and pulling the trigger on a rocket launcher. So, so you got baby Jill, baby Chris, baby Barry. Baby Barry is my favorite, just because of the alliteration.
I kind of would like, though, to see the Muppet Babies become zombies and then dropped into the Resident Evil world.
Like a crossover.
Right. Like Street Fighter and Tekken. You know, why can't the Miss Piggy become a zombie and, you know, get killed by Baby Jill?
Well, I mean, it would screw up their canon that they've been...
The animal is going to sound exactly the same.
I mean, they've been slower.
Animal will actually become very articulate.
But I mean, I'm undead and I'm going to eat your face.
Animal's like, this is quite the situation we found ourselves in, chaps.
Yeah, and we remember the theme song, right? When your room looks kind of weird and you wish that you weren't there. Just close your eyes and make believe and you can be anywhere.
Just drink some of this T-virus.
they figure out that they can't be anywhere and the imagination isn't really that powerful because they get attacked by zombies. Maybe Nanny becomes the zombie first, and then, you know, they think, oh, Nanny's going to finally pick us up and let us touch her and see the upper half of her body. But when she does that, she bites them and turns them into zombies.
That sounds like some sort of sexual fantasy. Like, oh, Nanny, can we just
Nanny
see
Nemesis,
the...
my juice looks like it has a double helix in it.
Nanny Nemesis.
This Tang tastes weird.
I think Florence Henderson did her voice on the cartoon, if my memory serves. Lady from the Brady Bunch or whatever.
Oh, really?
We could get her to reprise her role and just put like a, you know, some sort of vocal effect. Mm-hmm. Maybe drop the pitch down a bunch. Yeah.
Drop an anvil on her.
she is probably close to being dead anyway, so she probably wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't think.
I mean, I guess if she's a vegetable, she's not really gonna have much choice.
Right. I mean, you could probably make her make noises like that just with some of the medical equipment or something.
See, now we might as well just
we have retrofitted undead Florence Henderson with an accordion. Okay, it didn't go nearly as well as I thought it would.
Not sure where we're going with that.
Oh,
I mean that's true.
That was undead Florence Henderson with an accordion inside of her.
Actually, I just looked up on IMDb and I was wrong about that. It's actually Barbara Billingsley.
Now
the whole thing's gone. Fine.
That's three minutes of jokes wasted.
She was from Leave It to Beaver, not
that's not the first time that we've been plagued by factual inaccuracies. So,
and she also died in 2010, so we could probably dig her up and maybe jump on her torso and have her make some noises or something. I don't know.
That's called necrophilia.
potato.
No, she didn't say she loves you. That's just air escaping.
Oh no.
Press harder on her diaphragm.
Wow,
press a little lower.
This is the darkest episode of Fistful of Pixels yet.
It's the saddest.
Luigi is Loco, submitted by Shonen413.
Well, yeah.
Maybe Luigi gets tired of being a Mario shadow.
Maybe. I think that's been done before, but maybe maybe this is like a tie-in game to Mario is Missing. And what happens is that the longer Mario goes missing, the further and further Luigi falls into his own mind.
Oh.
The further and further Luigi falls into being a Mexican drug lord.
maybe the last boss is Luigi's depression.
Maybe you find out that the only thing keeping Luigi in check was just, you know, Mario's support.
Like the light and dark side of the Force. That's good.
Always two there are, a plumber and a Mexican drug lord.
So without Mario there, he becomes leader of the cartel?
Mm-hmm. Yep. He finds a cartel and he says, I'm going to lead that bitch. And he makes it happen. He gets a tat and a lowrider.
Look at my mad jumping skills.
Woohoo! Turns out Luigi's Haunted Mansion was actually influenced by drugs. This was him kind of going nuts and thinking he saw ghosts.
He was on the worst trip.
Right.
Lasted forever.
The real monster was addiction.
Really, Mario was Mario was there the whole time. It's like, Luigi, snap out of it. It's like,
I just want him on vacation.
It turns into Mario's point of view. It's actually just Luigi like walking around with a regular vacuum cleaner, just like sucking up like all sorts of shit around the house. We just sitting there like sucking up socks into the vacuum cleaner.
It's like a ghost.
It's a ghost. I got a ghost. Bed sheets that Mario hung up to dry.
Mario, fucking what? What do you want?
Turn off the vacuum cleaner and I can hear you.
Maybe he tries to suck Mario up into it and he's like, it's me, Mario.
Juggalo Revenge 2, Hatchet Man Returns, submitted by Shonen413.
Oh, wow.
So what happened in Juggalo 1 where there was a Hatchet Man?
Maybe this is like Leonard Part 6, you know, that Bill Cosby movie. They never had an original Leonard, so this could be kind of jumping into the middle of the Juggalo story.
I don't know the Juggalo story.
Oh, well, the Juggalo story is, you know, the Insane Clown Posse, right? Are you familiar with their work, Michael?
Only their early paintings.
Right.
Magnets, how do they work?
Right.
Their paintings, well, I get it. Face paintings.
Well, yeah, the Juggalo, though, is what they call their fans. It's a little hatchet guy, right? Isn't he the original Juggalo, right? The little hatchet man?
Uh-huh.
So this maybe could be his origin story, you know?
I was confusing Juggalos with Gigolos. I was seriously thinking that
just
this
a Juggalo,
like a
right, everywhere I go,
they're not
I'm
that far.
Kill your family. Right.
Juggalos and Gigolos are actually pretty close. I think just the Gigolos are better dressers.
Well, it's the face paint is really the difference here.
Right. But yeah, this could just be the story of how he found the hatchet. Maybe it could be like a King Arthur type thing where the hatchet was pulled out of a stone. Like you had to have a certain amount of alcohol in your bloodstream and maybe some sort of sexually transmitted disease before you could pull the hatchet out of the stone.
Mm-hmm. It has to sense that you're not worthy. It's what you're telling me.
There has to be a certain level of dirt on your hand.
Or other places.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it could be like a story of his life, how he got that, and how he, you know, murdered people so he could get to an Insane Clown Posse show.
Yeah, I like that.
We could have some supernatural aspects to it as well, where maybe Insane Clown Posse, they haunt his dreams and they come to him, like, you know, haunted shapes. He hallucinates about them. And they're telling him to kill people. They're telling him how magnets work. They're telling him to the concert and how much Faygo soda to bring.
Wait, so I thought this was the origin story of the Hatchet Man, but you were almost making it sound like which came first, the Hatchet Man or the Juggalo.
No, I'm pretty sure I could be wrong. I don't know Insane Clown Posse lore very well, but I believe
it's so extensive.
I hate that that's even a thing.
just tomes.
I believe that the Hatchet Man is Juggalo. I think they called him Juggalo, and then the fans adopted that to be a name for themselves. I could be totally wrong about that. And Insane Clown Posse fans, if you have any corrections,
I know that we have a rabid Juggalo fan base.
Right. You can send your hate mail and questions to michaelbachman@gmail.com.
My lord.
So
my
make
lord,
sure you
I
send your angry tweets to A+K.
Yeah.
My lord, I found how magnets work. It was written in the ancient tomes of the Juggalo.
Right, and maybe the latter half of the game could be them trying to figure out all the stuff they talk about in that song, how magnets work and this, and that could teach the Juggalo stuff and help them get out of vocational school.
Twilight Zone Creator, submitted by Shonen413.
It's just a sim game, and in the sim game, you're Rod Serling, creator of Twilight Zone. Just going through his normal day, you know, maybe work on a script a bit, talk to his wife, talk to his kids.
Yeah, you don't actually create Twilight Zone episodes. You just find out what he deals with on a day-to-day basis.
Right. It could be interesting, I think.
So this is The Sims for Rod Serling?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yep.
it would be a little bit of a downer, though. I mean, given how he ends, you know.
What, did he kill himself?
Hey, yeah, no spoilers, Taylor.
Okay.
No spoilers.
Yeah, don't spoil it.
Evil Robot Destroyer 2, Halloween Showdown. Submitted by Shonen413.
That's like a lot of words.
Pajama Sam 5, the first four were all right, but you're in for a fright. Submitted by Veritas Unai.
All right, Pajama Sam 5 is...
We're skipping that one, right?
Because yeah. Pajama Sam is a real series of games.
Sam, put on your pajamas!
Wait, again?
This is like the fifth day in a row!
And this is a real game series?
Pajama Sam?
Yeah.
You bet.
You think maybe the creators of that series just submitted this because they wanted an idea for another game?
This is the title they've been throwing around and they want to check to see what we think of it.
Yeah, that's smart.
The first four were all right, but you're in for a fright. That's the new one.
And why are you scared? Because it's number 5.
And the funny thing is they're going to hear this episode and have it developed and shipped by Halloween.
We've got recorded proof that we came up with it first, so actually we did come up with an idea, so never mind.
Indoors, no one can see your lame Halloween costume. Submitted by Veritas Unai.
They absolutely can if your indoor lame Halloween costume is Burning Man.
Yeah.
Or if your indoors has lights.
That's true. This could be like an agoraphobia game. That's an untapped market.
I was thinking this is, you just got a bad Halloween costume and you just sit at home and cry all Halloween. So sad.
People in glass houses should not wear Dipsy and Lala costumes.
I mean, the only time that's really true is if your Halloween costume is actually not really a costume. You're just a serial killer, so you're always alone.
Steven, I told you it was a bad idea for one man to dress up as all the characters from My Little Pony at the same time. It doesn't work. Let's see.
You're like a hydra of ponies.
Axe Murderer versus the Army of Ghosts. Submitted by Shonen413.
Axe Murderer versus the Army of Ghosts.
Well, this is actually, this is Michael Myers versus an Army of Ghosts, of course, right?
Is it the Army of Ghosts from the Lord of the Rings movies?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I hope so.
Yep, done. Okay.
Running of the Bull Penis Canes. Submitted by Veritas Unai.
I'm going to Google Bull Penis Cane. I'll be right back with you guys.
Is that like
bull
penis? Is that a real thing?
Bull penis? Yeah, really.
Well, if you injure your bull penis and it can't walk on its own, then it's going to have some sort of crutch or cane.
Okay, here you go, guys. Bull Penis Canes. The legendary bull penis cane is the most unique of all walking canes. A great gift idea for any cane collector, these walking canes are constructed of real bull organs, fully sterilized and prepared by a professional taxidermist. The durable metal rod down the center of the penis cane ensures its longevity and reinforces its sturdy nature. So yeah, they really exist.
Oh god, I feel so, 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 so dirty.
Do you guys want to know what reinforces my penis's sturdy nature?
Viagra. This week's episode of A Fistful of Pixels was brought to you by Viagra. Remember, if your erection lasts more than 4 hours, you're welcome.
Holy shit.
The Candy Van Can, submitted by Veritas Unai.
Listen, kids, don't go up to the van that looks weird and has no windows.
It can abduct you. It's what this is.
It can and it will.
Mm-hmm. Hi, children. Do you want some candy?
What if? Okay, check this out. Maybe this is a van. You know, it's super shady. It's like an old Chevy van. Says like free candy on the side, and the kids get into it. And it's playing super spooky music, and then once they get in there, you find out that the guy who owns the van, his intentions were good, and he really did just have some free candy. He's just a good-hearted chap.
I'm totally gonna change this. Guess what? It's a van, but it's like it's in the Transformers universe. So the candy van can, as in the candy van motherfucking can turn into a fucking robot.
Okay.
Wow. Would a robot be a pedophile?
It's a pedophile robot.
Pedobot.
I don't know what word I would use to describe its transformation.
Creepy, pretty much. It's like a trench coat comes out over it.
Wait, maybe
old
okay.
penis cane.
Okay, yeah. Maybe there's still. Wait, would a pedophile bot have to be a Decepticon?
Hey, that's a good thing. I think that's true
because of all the deception.
Yeah.
So would it be Candy Van Terrorize?
Maybe like this kid's street's being attacked by other evil robots, right? And he comes in and he destroys all the evil robots, and then he turns to the child who is getting attacked and says, "Are your parents home?"
you kids like Sesame Street.
I got some candy corn in my trunk, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, candy corn's good, man. I wish I didn't have diabetes.
Halloween Simulator 2012, Child Kidnapping Edition. Submitted by Shonen413.
Is this really the follow-up title? Halloween Simulator 2012, Child Kidnapping Edition? what a perfect follow-up.
Okay.
So I think this is starring the candy van. And it's Halloween. And, you know. He's going around as an adult taking around his kids, except he's kidnapping people.
Nobody is going to trick or treat at any of our houses this Halloween.
Yeah, this could be a tie-in to the game we did the other day. What was it? Has You Seen My Babby?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Has You Seen My
Babby?
This
could be a prequel to that.
Let's flip this on its head. You're the candy van, just driving around, minding your own business like you normally do. You're looking for people, and you can't find anybody. Somebody has been kidnapping your children from underneath your nose.
Holy crap.
Okay, so you were planning on kidnapping these kids, but they've already been kidnapped?
No. We were only going to give them candy. Let's all be cool about the K word.
Candy starts with a C, bro.
I think he was talking about kidnapping.
Oh!
No, nobody's talking about kidnapping.
Kidnapping starts with a C, right?
Nobody's sleeping. Those kids are completely awake.
You're thinking of catnapping,
oh.
Mike.
Oh, nobody's doing that either. Oh, wait, I am.
Me too.
That's right.
I actually, when you said catnapping, I was thinking of abducting cats. So clearly I don't know what anything
is. You're thinking of
cat.
Ooh,
are you a cat burglar?
Cat, that's the McDonald's mascot, right? Oh no, that's the Hamburglar.
You're thinking of the Hamburglar. How far away from kidnapping can we get?
I'm trying to salvage this right now. This is gonna be a Fistful of Pixels Child Predator edition.
Hey, what about Aliens versus Child Predator?
The Chronicles of Riddick: Adventures in Halloween Town, submitted by Shonen413.
We do love Vin Diesel.
Can we have a Vin Diesel Nightmare Before Christmas crossover?
That's what I was thinking.
Okay. Oh, a Vin Diesel clay animated figure sounds awesome.
See, here's the thing. Is that Vin Diesel can just... God, he can do anything.
He's unstoppable, right?
I mean, he really is. I mean, he was all over Time a couple weeks ago. And now he's rocking Halloween Town.
Mm-hmm. Didn't he get Man of the Year or something, right?
Nope.
Not that I'm aware of.
He couldn't because he's not a man, right? He's so much more.
He's so much.
Iron Giant.
He's a time traveler. He's a forklift. Now
he's a time traveling forklift in Halloween Town,
and he is the Iron Man suit.
And he is hunting down this pedophilic candy van.
Wait a minute. No, we weren't even. I was trying to get past the pedophilia.
What if that's what his adventures in Halloween Town are? What if Vin Diesel gets called into Halloween Town because they're being plagued by pedophilia?
Whoa. You got to catch them all.
and they're like, we have to stop this epidemic.
Pedomons, gotta catch them all.
Who can we turn to?
Normally Chris Hansen.
No. Mm. Chris. Ha! I say to you, sir, Vin Diesel is the only solution. Mm-hmm. He must be called to Halloween Town.
It could be co-op with Chris Hansen, though.
Sure, why not? He's a special unlockable.
Trick or Tron, submitted by Veritasunai.
Trick or Tron. you've
been waiting so long.
We made it. We made it, Bob. Run with it. I know you got something.
Ding dong. Trick or Tron. Tron. They say trick and you just hit him in the face with a light disc. Pow!
Derezzed, bitch. Your mom's going to be so mad at you.
And if they
jokes on them, it doesn't matter. They say trick.
Just trick. Same thing.
Everybody gets Tron'd right in the face.
I have some bad news.
Yeah. Yeah, what's that?
I have to go.
Why?
Because this is when my thing starts.
What thing?
My other thing that I had tonight. I told you about this.
Yeah, you did.
But I'm this other thing. Well, hang on.
I'm choosing to forget.
Hey Siri, what is the complete definition of cryptic?
Okay, here you go.
That doesn't work so much on radio, her printing it out for me. Thanks, Siri.
No, I've got a social that I'm going to tonight.
A social. They're all gonna put on black hoods.
They're all gonna put on black hoods and climb into their windowless vans.
Listen, then we'll all transform into robots and steal children.
How roundabout?
Trick-a-tron!
How roundabout do I have to be about the fact that we're gonna go pick up children, guys? Like, why are you making me do this?
I just want you to be direct with me.
I'm playing platform tennis, if you must know.
You're playing what?
Platform tennis.
Platform tennis.
Yes.
This sounds like something off of Star Trek.
It's a real thing.
Do you stand on force field platforms and they disappear and other ones appear? You got to hop between them while playing tennis.
Now, this is where you got to break blocks in between each swing, right?
And you have
you're going to go play Big Boy Tron.
You have to do backflips and you have to like run on walls.
I mean, I do all of those things. It's just not quite as futuristic.
Oh, it is, though, because it's platform tennis. I don't understand what else it could possibly be.
Guys, if you really want, you can Google it. Okay.
I think the one that I got in my head is much better than anything I could ever Google.
That's probably true.
Face Knife 4, submitted by Roachkin.
Face Knife 4, I think the killer obviously has replaced his face with knives. And he lost both of his arms. You know, he's an aspiring serial killer, but he lost both of his arms in a tragic accident. So the only thing he can do is duct tape knives to his face, and then go around doing this bird pecking motion to try and kill people.
Whoa.
Okay, so I like where you're going, but eventually, like in Act 3 of this game, somebody is going to ask the question. Wait, if he lost both of his arms, how did he get those knives duct taped to his face?
Yeah, that's like the M. Night Shyamalan twist, right? Like,
I finally turn, I look in a mirror, and oh my god, there are knives taped to my face!
Yeah, and what it would end up being is that he had some knives with duct tape in them already on his floor, and he tripped and fell in them.
Mm-hmm.
And like they got stuck whenever he got up. Maybe he fell asleep or something standing up.
So how good were face knives 1 through 3 that we got a fourth?
Well, I was thinking that was actually the number of knives he attached to his face.
Okay.
Ooh, that's even a twist in the title. That's mm-hmm. pretty good. You don't see that a lot these days.
Right.
Bam, another twist. There are actually 4 people that have knives on their face.
Whoa.
So is it 4 people with 4 knives each? Or is there just one knife on each face?
Man, I think I'm getting the same kind of feeling from this that I got the first time I saw Inception.
That you fell asleep and you paid too much money?
This has been a Fistful of Pixels. Checking your location. I found 7 emergency rooms. 6 of them are fairly close to you. You better know where the closest hospital is, because soon, I'm gonna stab you in the neck, you Nancy boy.
Music by Hugo, aka Dr. Manhattan. Artwork has been provided by T.J. McKimmy.
I don't really understand the whole Occupy Wall Street thing, so I don't really feel prepared to make jokes about it.
Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what Wall Street is. Who would make a street out of walls?
We got Bunker Buster Bieber, but that's kind of self-explanatory, isn't it?
Maybe Justin Bieber is actually Special Forces, and he's, you know, dropped in like playing a concert in the Middle East or whatever, and then he goes and busts up bunkers of enemies like after a show's done.
Maybe they find out that Justin Bieber's body is more capable than any missile ever developed to bust bunkers.
Why do you have to strap him to the missile? He's so young. He's so beautiful. Why does he?
What? I mean, who needs a? Who needs a missile? Why not just shoot him out of the torpedo bay?
He's so beautiful.
I think Pop shot himself.
Konnichiwa, Internet. I'm professional voice actor Bob Ball. Today, I'm here to tell you how you can find me. Sure, I can be found online at bobballvo.com. That's Bob Ball, V like voice, O like over, .com. So bobballvo.com. I'm also on Twitter, at bobballvo. However, I'm about to reveal to you a brand new place you can find me. Hold on to your hat, Myrtle, because it's about to get real. A brand new game show podcast called Pop Quizzical. You can look it up at popquizzical.com for the blog. All one word. That's popquizzical.com. You can search for the latest Pop Quizzical episode on iTunes. You can download it. It's a Halloweenly themed quiz on George A. Romero's Night of the Living Dead. I'll even tell you how you can watch Night of the Living Dead for free. Go download Pop Quizzical episode 001, and I will help you hear things that go bump in the night for free. You can also follow me on Twitter, at PopQuizzical. So we're going to summarize this, bobballvo.com, popquizzical.com for the blog, PopQuizzical on iTunes for the podcast. There, now you know, and knowing is, of course, half the battle. I'm Bob Ball, voice actor. Ask for me by name.